we don't rise to what we believe is possible. We fall to what we believe we're worthy of. Like, it's so true. Our self-worth is our ceiling. So I think for a lot of us, it's just been such a game-changing thing to start building it.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. Your self-worth is your ceiling, and this conversation today is going to unpack that. My guest today is a dear friend of mine. She's also been on the podcast before. She's in my inner circle, and I have watched her on this journey of understanding her worthiness, and not just understanding it, but embodying it, feeling it. Jamie Kern Lima is today's guest, and she has done a lot of things in her life. She's written a New York Times best-selling book. She is the guest teacher of the Life You Want class, live with none other than Oprah Winfrey herself. She is on the Forbes America's Richest Self-Made Women list. She's the founder of a company you might have heard of called It Cosmetics, a company that she started in her living room and grew to the largest luxury makeup brand in the country, which she later sold to L'Oreal in a billion, yes, billion with a B dollar deal, which, by the way, we're going to unpack in today's conversation about what she didn't feel when that happened. Now, Jamie has lived a million lifetimes in this one. She's been a Denny's waitress, a struggling entrepreneur. She's lived a long life and a journey of rejection. She's battled her way through self-doubt, body doubt, God doubt. She was actually given away at birth and adopted and has been on this journey of learning to believe that she is here with purpose and on purpose and for a purpose, and that she is worthy, lovable, and enough. And today we are discussing how you can truly believe that you are enough and how you can transform your life just like she has by building your beliefs so high that no matter what challenges arise, you push forward with the unshakable certainty that your dream is already on its way to you. And that when it arrives, you are worthy of it. Jamie's new book, Worthy, is out now. You can get it wherever books are sold at worthybook.com. I got a backstage pass to early read this book, and it is so, so powerful. Don't worry, we're going to link everything up in the show notes and the episode description so you can order it. But again, worthybook.com. Get ready to be inspired. We are going there today. Jamie Kern Lima, welcome back to the Gold Digger Podcast. Sales super teams aren't built overnight. They require unicorn level talent, hours upon hours of training, huge bottomless budgets, and the perfect mix of impossible luck and 24/7 work. Or they just have a better sales platform like HubSpot Sales Hub. It's an all-in-one platform filled with all the tools and insights to deliver personalized communications people are looking for. Smarter prospecting, check. Faster revenue, yep. Scales with you, it sure does. Plus, with tons of AI-powered features, teams can spend less of the day on boring, time-sucking tasks and focus on growing the relationships that matter most. Let's face it, your old platform just isn't cutting it. It's cumbersome, it's expensive, it's causing a rift between marketing and sales. I could go on, but let's focus on the keys to winning. Are you ready for your sales team to reach all-star selling status? Sales Hub is a dream come true for sellers. Visit HubSpot.com/sales to stop dreaming and start selling with Sales Hub. That's HubSpot.com/sales. One of the toughest parts of starting and growing your own business is figuring out how to use social media. Like, how do you talk about your products without sounding salesy? What should you even talk about? There's a recent episode of a great podcast called This is Small Business that talks all about this. You'll learn how to reach your customers with social media, how often you should post, and how to infuse fun into your online identity. Speaking of fun, host Andrea Marquez is joined by none other than Kat Norton, Miss Excel herself, who somehow managed to make spreadsheet formulas joyful. So you know this episode has some great advice. The episode is called How to Create a Social Media Strategy to Reach New Customers, and you can go listen to it right now wherever you get your podcasts. This is Small Business Answers so many of these kinds of questions, questions that all entrepreneurs have. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business, looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or you're a few years in and you're ready to grow, this show covers it all. Learn more about how to start and grow your biz by listening to This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon. Big thanks to This Is Small Business for supporting Gold Digger. Go show them some love on your favorite podcast app. I have known you for 5.5 years, which is wild because I just think about how much of our lives have shifted in 5.5 years. And you and I have talked about pretty much every topic under the sun, from business to marriage to motherhood. Like we've walked through a lot of life together, but I was shocked a little bit when I opened your new book and I was reading through all the topics that there was one topic that you and I had never really like outwardly discussed. And that topic was weight. And even just how we carry ourselves through this life and how we are so impressionable that our weight is tied to our self-worth. So let's start there. Why did you include this chapter in your book? And why is this just so powerful for women listening in the topic of worthiness?
Oh my goodness. When we believe the lie that our weight determines our worth, when we believe that lie, it impacts every area of our life, from our business to our relationships to our joy. And you look at the numbers and it's like 91% of girls and women do not love their bodies, right? The majority, over 80% of girls and women, opt out of meaningful activities like connection with friends and family, going to events, getting on the dating app, even just hanging out in public. They opt out when they don't like how they look. And so, Jenna, this huge question, the chapter, right? The big lie is, you know, and in Worthy, there's over 20 lies that we need to unlearn, lies that lead to self-doubt, that affect our self-worth, which become our ceiling. Our self-worth is our ceiling in every area of our life, in our business, in every area. But when we believe the lie that our weight determines our worth, it literally impacts everything. And, you know, the chapter is like basically called Don't Wait on Your Weight.
Yes.
And
yes.
I wrote it because I just had this huge aha moment where I'm like, oh my gosh. And maybe so many people listening to us right now can relate to this. But I was like, what has waiting on my weight like already cost me in my life? Like, what does it cost me in my experiences I've missed out on? What does it cost me in joy, in friendships, in business, in putting myself out there, right? Because when we let one thing chip away at our self-worth is our ceiling in everything else. So yeah, it is this lie that your weight somehow determines your worth is a lie we need to unlearn. And when we unlearn it, it feels like joy and it tastes like freedom.
Yes.
And it is taking me over 40 years to learn how to unlearn this lie. And it's, I think, so powerful and beautiful. And I think at the heart and soul of probably everyone listening, they probably connect so beautifully and powerfully with you on this, because I remember years ago just falling in love with your content before we happened to meet. And the essence of you embracing just being fully who you are and celebrating who you are, I think every one of us can see something in that that we also not just admire, but wish for ourselves and honor in a way. So I think it's probably one of many reasons so many people have connected with you. But I think for most of us, most people listening might fall into a similar experience that I've had, which is most of my life, I believe that lie. Like, I don't think I was fully aware of it, but I mean, I didn't go to certain parties if I had nothing to wear. I didn't want to be in the photo if I didn't on and on and on. And I just look at what has waiting on my weight already cost me. And there was a moment when my daughter Wonder was one.
Yes.
And I was
swimsuit. You didn't wear a swimsuit for decades.
No.
I was shocked when I read that.
Yeah. And here's what's wild. Okay. Like, so I've never even talked about this before, but I was cast on an episode of Baywatch. I won this nationwide Baywatch college search. I have the red swimsuit on running down the beach. I remember even in that moment feeling like my weight determined my worth and having very low self-worth around it. And then, you know, in my career, right, I started a beauty company in my living room, built a $1 billion business from my living room with no money, like all of it. And the heart and soul of it, cosmetics, is helping every woman believe she's beautiful as she is. And I believe that. And my rosacea, my skin condition, which is a flaw, I believe it's beautiful. I believe that. And the one thing I couldn't get over, not for anyone else, just for me personally, was like accepting and loving and celebrating my body. And so that's been one of the most difficult things. And it's been very recent, the past few years of doing a whole lot of work on A, realizing like what has waiting on my weight already cost me, because as human beings, we're wired to avoid pain at all costs. And I think a lot of times, like when it comes to any of our goals in life, if for me, I'll speak for me, if I just go, oh, wow, if I work out and take care of myself and all the things and like I'll feel all these ways, or if I, you know, just stop waiting on my weight, I'll feel so much better. I'll be so much happier. That like idea of the pleasure I get isn't strong enough to make me do the thing versus like the pain of oh, but I'll be judged, I'll be this, I'll be that, and I'll just avoid it. But it was that moment with my daughter when I was about to miss out on swimming with her during her first time ever swimming. It was at a hotel pool. And I just, it just hit me, like, do I really want to sit on the sidelines, like wrapped up in a big cover up, like I always did for the last 20 years, and not, and miss out on this moment? I'm like, and the pain of regret, and then thinking about what has this cost me for decades, I was like, I'm done. And it was from that moment forward that I like will jiggle my cellulite with joy, knowing that A, it's not about me. It's about being an example of freedom for anyone else who needs that example in their life. Yeah. And I was just sick and tired of what waiting on my weight had cost me. So yeah, it's one of 20 lies in Worthy, my new book Worthy, that I just think that because our self-worth is our ceiling, that so many of these aren't things we need to learn. They're really things we need to unlearn. How has it been for you? Because you have gone on such a journey, right? And we've all been blessed to, whether we're extra blessed to be your close friend or we're blessed to be in your community watching it online, you've gone through such a transformation. And so even you opening with this question, I'm so curious, you know, about how it's been in your life and your journey, like tied to self-worth or not with your body. Yeah.
It's so interesting because when I saw that you wrote a chapter on it, I like immediately went to it because I'm just, I was like, we've never talked about this. Like we've just never talked about it. And we've each had such individual journeys. And I think that I've always just had like self-confidence, and you talk about this and we'll talk about it in a minute, the difference between self-confidence and self-worth. But like a lot of women, when they look at pictures of them in the past, they can remember like their insecurities in that moment. And like, I genuinely have like loved my body at every stage. And so it's wild because I'll like look back and I'll like remember like joyful moments and not painful ones. And so it's just been interesting. And I love what you said where you're like, I've never been able to like tie the why strong enough to like back the action up. And I hadn't either for so long. And I think that so much of our identity is in what we look like and how we show up. And so I really had to change identities in that. But it's so interesting because one of the things I miss the most about the internet is showing up and talking about self-love. And I feel like it's not as well received in the current frame that I'm in. Yet I think people assume that because you've achieved certain things when it comes to what you look like, it just all dissolves. And it doesn't, right? It's a journey. It's such a journey. So it's amazing. And I just love that you called that out because I think so many of us don't want to show up online, don't want to go to events, don't want to be in the pictures. Like when you were sharing that in the book, I was just like, man, so many women are going to relate to this because they're just waiting to become this version of themselves that is already waiting for them to show up right now, right? Like you got to just start showing up right now. Jamie, will you break down, because I thought this was so powerful, the difference between self-confidence and self-worth, because I totally agree with you that people just like intermingle these two things. And when they think about one, they just assume and blanket statement it. But you literally broke it out word by word of like, self-confidence is this, self-worth is that. Why was this differentiation important in your book?
Oh my gosh, this is a life-changing concept. If people get one thing out of this, well, they already hopefully got a lot already, but if they get one thing out of the show, this is really big. I want to say one thing really fast before I forget, because you just shared something really, really powerful about that maybe self-love isn't as received based on, you know, what physicality you are in or whatever. And one thing that, just for everyone listening, that I found so fascinating is I was having a conversation. As you know, I'm launching the Jamie Kern Lima Show, my first ever podcast. And one of my guests was Chrissy Metz.
Yeah.
And Chrissy Metz, who was on the show, This Is Us, shared how before she was famous, people would not sit by her on the airplane because of her size, and how it's different now that she's famous. And we were talking about that. But the thing that I wanted to share that I found fascinating is she said she's had millions of conversations in the bathroom with people crying that come up to her at the airport or wherever. Most of the, like, as many people that say that her self-love and her representation of self-love and how they've been impacted by it in terms of weight, she says as many are like size six or below that are as traumatized by waiting on their weight. And what's fascinating about this is that, and I think this is for everyone listening, when you look at the data and you look at how 91% of girls and women don't love their body, right? And over 80% opt out of meaningful activities. This is a thing that no matter what size we are at, we believe this lie that somehow my body or my weight or my appearance determines my worth. And it's a lie. It is a lie that has cost us too much for too long. And by the way, not to go off on this, Jenna, but when I think about it, maybe
let's go off on
Gold Digger. Every person listening, oh my gosh, if we were to quantify the amount of time in our life, time that we can never get back, that we have used, like trying to find something that outfit that works, trying to do this latest, you know, diet craze or this or that or surfing, like the amount of time that we have lost dedicated to things that obsess about, you know, this idea that somehow our weight determines our worth, is we can never get that time back. And the cost of that is just so expensive. And so I think it's just another great reframe as well to think of it that way. And to know that if anyone feels like it's an issue for them, they are so far from alone, and it has nothing to do with whatever size you are at the moment. And, you know, that's what I talk about in the chapter, that your weight is irrelevant to waiting on your weight, right? The whole chapter is how do you stop waiting on your weight to live your very best life, whatever your weight is. That's kind of the big thing. So, okay. So self-confidence and self-worth.
Yes. Break it down.
If I were just listening to this and it was me at any point in my life, before 3 years ago, I would have thought, how is that even interesting? Aren't they the same thing? What's the big deal? Why should I care? It's the thing. Oh my gosh, Jenna, it is the thing. It is the biggest thing that changes everything. Okay, self-confidence and self-worth, they're both super important in our lives. They are very different. They are very different. And we learn this lie, most of us, our entire life, from TV commercials, from how we're raised, from the questions people ask us. We learn that if we build enough of the things that bring self-confidence, then we'll finally feel enough. And what we don't know is when we build all these things that build self-confidence, while they're very important and valuable, none of them build self-worth. Yep. And so for everyone listening, especially, and I know so many people listening to you will have this in common with you and me, that they are probably achievers and ambitious and all of those things. And for anyone who has ever like had this goal and this dream and this ambition and thought, oh my gosh, when I finally get that thing, then I'm going to be happy. Then I'm going to be fulfilled. Then I'm going to be crushing it. Then I'm going to finally feel enough. And then like we work so hard, a lot of us for years, to get that thing, and we get it. And then for most of us, we're like, wait a minute, that did not solve all my problems. Yeah. I am not happy and fulfilled. Why do I still feel like something's missing? Why do I still feel like I'm not enough? And so then for most of us, our answer is, oh, I just got to achieve more. So then we go harder, we hustle harder, we do the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And it becomes this never-ending perpetual cycle to nowhere where, and a lot of people spend their whole life doing this. You and I have a lot of friends that do this. You build all this self-confidence along the way, but you never have fulfillment because you never feel like you're enough deep down inside. And so a couple things. Oh my gosh, I want to break this down if you're okay with that. Down.
I thought this was so, you know, it's so interesting, Jamie, because in your book, like there's just so many things where you like kind of separate black and white. And I feel like there are so many shades of gray out there, especially on topics like this. And so when you really explicitly like black and white it, it's like, oh, now I get it. So keep going. Yeah. This is so powerful.
This changed my life. This changed my life because I believed the lie that if I achieve enough, I will finally feel enough. And when you look at the data right now, that 80% of women do not believe they're enough. 75% of female executives deal with imposter syndrome. 73% of men feel inadequate and not enough. Like, I believe this lie. Oh, I got to achieve enough and I've got to please enough people, right? And then I'll feel enough. And after spending decades doing that and still arriving at the next goal and the next goal and the next thing the world told me should make me feel like I'm on top of the world and still arriving feeling empty and not fulfilled and not enough, not knowing why. And it's because most of my entire life I did the things that only built self-confidence. None of them built self-worth. So self-confidence for everyone listening, because I thought they were the same thing for the longest time. And again, let me just take a step back. They're both so valuable in our lives. They're both so valuable. They're just very different. Self-confidence, while it is an internal trait, is based largely on the external. Your self-confidence is fragile. It fluctuates. Your self-confidence is how you assess your own skills and abilities, your willingness to try and go for it, how you feel you stack up and compare to others, if you're winning or losing at any moment, like how much of the world's definition of success that you believe that you have. They do studies that show the boxer who wins the match is automatically 30% more confident. Our confidence is volatile and it's fragile and it fluctuates. And it is largely based on what's happening all around you, you know? And when we see these ads or whatever our whole life that say, oh, once you get the dream car, once you get whatever that version is, the house, the dream house, and the certain job title, the certain amount in the bank account, the six-pack abs, whatever it is, when you finally get that thing, you're going to feel enough. And in the pursuit of those things, we build a lot of confidence, but none of them build self-worth. So self-worth is the deep internal knowing that you are worthy of love and belonging exactly as you are, not as your past or your past mistakes or failures, not as, you know, your successes and your achievements, none of that, like exactly as you are. And your self-worth is rock solid. It becomes your ceiling. Your self-worth becomes your ceiling. And so, and what I want to say quickly is that a lot of people worry, well, if I believe I'm enough as I am, will I lose my ambition? Will I lose my edge? It's like, oh no, actually the higher your self-worth, for me, and you look at all the data, the more ambitious you become because you know, like, oh, even if I go for the thing and fall flat on my face, it might rattle my confidence for a minute. But it cannot touch my self-worth. So you become so much more ambitious, so much more fearless. And the big difference is the higher your self-worth, knowing I am enough as I am, as God made me, like all of that, right? You have this unshakableness to you that isn't fragile based on the external stuff. So in a lot of ways, you become more fearless. And I like to describe it that your self-confidence is like the house you're building with like the rooms and the new art on the wall. And like you continue building this house, but the foundation, your foundation underneath that house is your self-worth. And your house is only as secure as the foundation beneath it. Yeah. And so both are very important, right? And when we look at how do we get ultimate fulfillment in life, you need self-confidence. You need to be growing in something, which could be growing in faith or growing in a hobby or growing in something you're gardening. It could be anything, but we need to be growing. We need to be building our self-confidence and contributing to something bigger than ourselves. But all of those are multiplied by your level of self-worth to get your level of fulfillment in life. And really quickly, just because I'm so passionate about this, Jenna, this is why for most of my life, I was not fulfilled.
Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough, but I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best. You're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Jamie, because when you're saying this, I'm like having so many like visceral reactions because I know you personally and like thinking through like you achieved something that like no women will. I mean, you built a billion with a B dollar business. What was it like when you woke up and you were like, this isn't enough? Because like you had to do this work, right? Like you literally had to do this work. And I think that you, when you think about through the lens that you literally had access to anything, right? Like you basically unlocked a new level of living and access through what you built with IT Cosmetics, but also realizing that it didn't feel like enough. Like, this is the person we have to take this advice from, because I think what is so easy for a listener to think of is like, oh yeah, I am going to achieve more. Or like, I just need X amount of followers or X amount of money. Like, you basically unlocked that and still didn't feel like it was enough. And so like, could that Jamie have even imagined that you were like writing this book today? Like, that's so much growth.
Well, thank you. Yes. After achieving, yeah, I never understood for the longest time, why do I still not feel enough? And I believed I just got to achieve more. I just got to level up the next level. Then that's when it'll come. And to your point, I kept doing that over and over and over. And here's the thing for everyone listening, whether the big goal is follower count, your business, how high profile you are, your personal relationship goals, your fitness goal, whatever it is, like wherever you go, right? There's that famous saying, wherever you go, you still take you with you.
Yeah.
So, and I will define you as not just your soul, but also what you believe you're worthy of. Because in life, we do not get what we want. We do not become what we want. We become what we believe we're worthy of. Our self-worth will become our ceiling. So we can achieve over and over and over, but you still take you with you. And when you still have low self-worth, you still arrive at this big giant achievement, feeling empty, feeling like you're not enough and feeling like something's missing. And by the way, Jenna, and I can share how this happened, because after I'd sold my business for over $1 billion cash, all these things were happening. Yeah. I was very confident. I was so confident on the outside. And I still felt like something was missing, like I wasn't enough. And what I didn't realize until I sabotaged a whole bunch of stuff is that I had a lot of confidence, but I didn't have a lot of self-worth. And they were very different. Mm. And right now there are people sitting inside jobs thinking like something's missing. And then they blame the job. Or they're sitting inside marriages or relationships and they're like, something's missing. So my partner must just be wrong for me. And they don't realize that something's missing is that you actually don't believe you are enough as you are. And so for self-worth, if there's anyone listening to you and me right now that's like, how do I know if self-worth is an issue for me? It usually like shows up in three main ways in our life. When you have low self-worth, it often looks like you're stuck and you don't know why. And, you know, you have this idea for the book, but you don't write it. Or you want to find a partner, but you're not going out and meeting people. You're not getting on the dating app. You know, whatever it is. And a lot of times people who are stuck will tell ourselves stories like, oh, I just need to get more experience. I just need to get more skill set. I just need, you know, and those things might be true. But often the reason that we don't realize is we actually deep down inside don't believe we're worthy of the thing. Mm-hmm. And so we're stuck and we don't realize it. If we have low to medium self-worth, it often looks like we'll go for the thing. Like we'll go for it. We'll put ourselves out there. We'll write the first draft of the book and then we'll hit a ceiling. We'll either hit a ceiling because our self-worth is our ceiling. We'll like my business is 4 figures or 5 figures. I don't know why I can't get it to 6 figures or whatever it might be, right? I wrote the manuscript, but I just, instead of sending it out, I'm scrolling Instagram all day long. We'll hit a ceiling or we'll sabotage the thing along the way. That's what low to medium self-worth does. We'll meet a great potential partner and we're like, why am I not attracted to them? And you put them in the friend zone.
Yeah.
We will sabotage stuff that we don't believe we're worthy of when we have low to medium self-worth. And then when you have medium to high self-worth, it looks like you'll go for the thing, you'll accomplish it, you'll crush it, the world will celebrate you, and you will still feel like you are not enough and you'll feel empty and you won't feel that level of fulfillment. So for anyone listening, if they feel like any of those three things apply, like that is when it's like, oh, wow. And it's why I wrote Worthy, because there's the book Worthy, there's 20 tools on how do you build self-worth, because there's a lot of beautiful resources out there on building confidence. But self-worth is different. And Jenna, after like, I remember being at the height of confidence with selling at Cosmetics with all these things going right. And then, and I can share this if you want me to, but there was a moment where I eventually met my childhood hero.
Yeah.
And then sabotaged entire thing.
What?
Should I share?
Yes.
So growing up, I always would watch Oprah in my living room.
Yep.
And I always, like, I remember as a little girl, like, having this, it's why I was like, one day I'm going to have a show and interview other people, share their stories with the world. I just always thought that's what I was going to do. And I remember watching her in my living room and just feeling like, oh my gosh, she shares her, you know, insecurities, her flaws. I felt less alone. I felt all the things. Like, she was my childhood hero. And I remember praying and also believing I would one day meet her. And So now fast forward, I'm 39 years old. I've sold IT Cosmetics, all the Forbes list, all these things are everywhere. I am so self-confident and, you know, I was growing, I was contributing, like, oh my gosh, you know, we had just donated $40 million in product and money to Look Good, Feel Better, help women face the effects of cancer with confidence. Like I was, every part of my life, I felt so fulfilled in, except deep down inside, I didn't believe I was enough. And I didn't yet know that there was a difference between self-confidence and self-worth. And long story short, a lifelong dream came true and I met Oprah. And it was very brief at an event.
Yeah.
Afterwards, I wrote her this really long email praying it got to her somehow through her assistant. And it did, which is like one in a billion. Yeah. Then it's one in a billion. She read it. Then it's one in a billion that, you know, she then invited me to her house for lunch. So I was having like not only my childhood hero, but this like lifelong, you know, thing I had been trying to manifest, this big dream coming true. I go to Oprah's house and she and I have a one-on-one lunch for 3 hours. And it was so great. Like I'm very introverted, as you know, but yeah. I was like talking and it was like everything was so great. And at the end of the lunch, she, as I was leaving, she hands me her cell phone number and she says, you can call me anytime. Call me anytime. And remember, I was very confident, okay, for everyone listening, because we all have these, I was achieving all these things, but I didn't believe I was enough. So she hands me her number and says, you can call me anytime. Jenna, I did not call her for 4 years. 4 years. And in that window, I thought I knew why. I thought I was like, oh, I would tell myself stories like, oh, when I think of the right, like the perfect thing to say, then I'll be ready. Then I'm going to call her. Or, oh, everyone just like wants something from her. Probably I'm going to prove I'm a true friend. Like I don't need anything. Like I had all these stories I would tell myself about why. And 4 years later, I had this huge moment where I realized the real reason I hadn't called her was because deep down inside, I did not believe I was worthy of being her friend. Our self-worth is our ceiling in every area of our life. And that was the moment I literally remember having to imagine like turning down the volume on my self-doubt, on my thoughts, right? In my mind where our self-doubt lives and like turning up that volume on my knowing, my soul that knows like I'm a kick-ass friend. Like, whether it's Oprah or anyone else, like I'm a great friend. Like she'll be like, you know what I mean? And that's what I know to be true. And that was when I picked up the phone and called her. And the first time I called, she did not answer, but I called and I was I called. And then later she did. And so and now I've taught a course with her. Now she is the first guest on my show, on the Jamie Kern Lima show. And I'm like, here's the question for everybody listening is when we think about what are the things we don't believe we're worthy of, that if we built our self-worth and believe we are worthy of them, what would that shift in our lives? Because so many things in my life almost didn't happen. Yeah. And I think about, oh my gosh, I waited 4 years to call her. What did I miss out on? And also, what are all the other things in my life and in other areas, right? We started this conversation talking about weight. It's like, what is waiting on my weight cost me? The more things we attach to our self-worth, they become our ceiling. Yeah. And so breaking through that is just everything. But it seems so ridiculous to me when I share this story with you out loud. Like, what was I thinking? How could I... And what I know is that for most of my life, I thought, so if I just built enough self-confidence, that's what I need.
Yeah.
And I do need that. We all need self-confidence. It's so important to build it. And oh my gosh, the self-worth is the thing because that is the thing that unlocks fulfillment, right? Like I'm more ambitious now than I've ever been in my life. I'm working harder right now in this moment than I have ever worked, even when doing IT Cosmetic. But I actually feel fulfilled and I don't feel like I'm attached to the outcome. Like no matter the outcome, it's not going to define who I am. Like it's just such a different paradigm right now. And so from that moment when I called her, that's when I became obsessed with understanding the difference yes. between self-worth and self-confidence. So yeah, the last 3 years, been studying it obsessively. And that's really what inspired Worthy, because for every single person, like, and I write this in Worthy and I talk about this a lot, that we don't soar to the level of our goals and dreams. We stay stuck at the level of our self-worth, and that we don't rise to what we believe is possible. We fall to what we believe we're worthy of. Like, it's so true. Our self-worth is our ceiling. So I think for a lot of us, it's just been such a game-changing thing to start building it. We don't get advertisements and TV commercials and Instagram ads that tell yep. us, oh, you just got to believe you're enough as who you are, yeah. you know?
And so not how people make money.
No, it's not. It's not. And I'm, you know what? I'm donating 100% of the proceeds of Worthy, by the way. And I want to show you something because this just came in, but in the very back of the book, I know you'll appreciate this because yeah. you're such a reader, but yeah. there is a library card.
Oh.
That I put in there. And my hope and prayer is like, because I'm just imagining this movement, Jenna, where it's like, it's just like when a girl or woman or man learns to believe they are worthy.
Yeah.
I imagine the businesses that will be launched, like, yeah. like the ideas that will be shared. So many people don't share their ideas. They don't raise their hand on the Zoom call at work because they doubt they're worthy of it. Like, they doubt they're enough to share it. They doubt they're enough. Yeah. And it's like, think of the ideas that will be shared. I think of the unhealthy, toxic relationships that will end. I think about the earth shaking with possibility. When women who believe they are worthy wake up in the morning. So my whole prayer is like with this library card is that when someone gets their book that they'll write their name in the back and then give their book to another person when they're done and just leave like no girl, no woman, no person left behind and knowing they're worthy. So I'm very fired up, as you could tell. I'm fired up.
I'm excited. Amazing. It's so cute because I've been reading the book. I'm lucky enough to get early copies of things like this. And Drew kept walking and he's like, you really like that book. Cause every night he like would come in the room and I'd just be like going and going and going. He tried to talk to me. I'm like, don't talk. Like, I'm in this. And I think there's something really powerful to note here is that we just kind of made a joke of it, but it's true. Like, you don't make money by telling people that they're enough. And so like, this is a book where it's like, if everything else, if you've tried everything else and it hasn't worked, like this is the place to turn. And I just think it's so powerful. And I will never forget, I have to tell this story about meeting you because I can literally remember exactly what chairs we were in, where we were sitting, the sun's on our backs. And you like put your hand on my leg and you were telling me about writing your first book. And you were like, it just poured out of me. It just poured out of me. And being behind the scenes of this book and everything that you've been doing, like it really is just this divine download, as you call it. And it's so apparent in the chapters. In the stories, I feel like I got to know a different version of you in the pages, which I think is so powerful because I think too, our worthiness a lot of times can be wrapped up in what people assume of us or what they already know of us. And I feel like this is just like a new dimension of you. Where can everybody find you and get their hands on Worthy so that they can also share it with all their friends?
Yeah. So Worthy is now available. I'm so excited it's out. Everywhere books are sold, Target, Amazon, Audible, independent bookstores that need so much support. And then worthybook.com. Worthybook.com will list all the places it's available. There's a bunch of free gifts on there. I don't sell anything on my site, as you know, but lots of free just thank you gifts and bonuses and stuff like that if you go to worthybook.com. And I'm so excited and donating all the proceeds from it. And just really, really excited to be launching it into the world. And my hope and prayer just for everyone who gets something out of the book to share your book. If you've highlighted it way too much, then gift a book. Yeah. But it's funny. I love to read books twice. Jenna, our friend John Maxwell says that he always reads a book twice. And the first time he reads it, he highlights it everywhere. And then the second time it highlights him.
Oh,
like, that's so true. And so I hope people will read it more than once. I've found it to be a lifelong journey for sure. I mean, I've been obsessed with it the past 3 years. And, you know, every single day I'm tempted to default back to thinking, oh, that thing will make me feel better. And I'm like, oh no, that will build confidence, but it doesn't build worth. And so I literally apply these tools, the 20 tools in the book. And there's a whole section on all the lies that we need to unlearn, the lies that lead to self-doubt, and then all the truths that ignite and wake up worthiness. So I'm super excited. It's the best work of my life. And I'm excited to and honored to just be talking about it with you as well. And so thank you so much.
I'm so excited for you. And I've had a backstage pass to basically this whole journey of this book. And it is everything and more. So everyone go to worthybook.com and get your copy. And while you're there, just get one for a friend too and do like a little book club. Because I think there are so many beautiful discussions to be had, much like today's. And so I think there's so much power in even just naming certain things and feelings and places where you maybe didn't feel worthy in the past and letting
and
that unlock the future.
Yes, you kept
saying in the book too, hiding in plain sight. And I feel like that is how so many people are walking through life. And so today is the day that all ends.
You know, I love that. We did, you just reminded me of something. We did a book club guide that's also free. So a book club can be two people. It can be two people or five people. And we just need connection more than anything. So yeah, start a worthy circle. There's a whole just free downloadable guide on that. And so, yeah, I love that. Thank you. I love it. I love it. Lies end today, Jenna. The lies end today
on the Gold Digger podcast. Thank you, Jamie. Congratulations.
Amen. Thank you.
How lucky am I that this is a part of my job, interviewing inspiring, powerful women who are also not afraid to go there, to talk about the things that are often whispered about behind the scenes or held in the privacy of our own hearts. This episode is just so powerful. I feel like there are so many different takeaways, and this is only a tiny little breadcrumb of what is waiting for you inside of Jamie's new book, Worthy. Go grab your copy. Like she said, all proceeds are being donated. It's such a powerful gift for the world and a message that she so deeply cares about. Again, go grab your copy at worthybook.com. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.